Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, following intense criticism for attending a VIP White House screening of the Melania documentary just hours after the killing of Alex Preti, Bloomberg reports that Tim Cook sent an internal memo to employees where he tried to address the situation. Cook attended the Melania screening at the White House alongside other tech CEOs, including Amazon, Zoom, AMD, and more. The event was held just hours after the killing of Preti by ICE agents in Minneapolis, again leading to widespread criticism for Cook. In the memo sent to Apple employees last night and obtained by Bloomberg, Cook broadly referenced the events in Minneapolis and said that he had a good conversation with the president where he shared his views on the situation. The full memo reads, quote, "I'm heartbroken by the events in Minneapolis, and my prayers and deepest sympathies are with the families, the communities, and with everyone that's been affected. This is a time for de-escalation. I believe America is strongest when we live up to our highest ideals, when we treat everyone with dignity and respect no matter who they are or where they're from, and when we embrace our shared humanity. This is something Apple has always advocated for. I had a good conversation with the president this week where I shared my views, and I appreciate his openness to engaging on issues that matter to all of us. I know this is very emotional and challenging for so many. I am proud of how deeply our teams care about the world beyond our walls. That empathy is one of Apple's greatest strengths and is something I believe we all cherish." End quote. In other news today, Face ID has been part of the iPhone for close to a decade and the iPad for nearly as long, but the Mac still uses Touch ID. A new rumor this week offers hope of that potentially changing. Leaker Instant Digital posted on Weibo with an interesting new detail about the iPhone Air 2 that may be pertinent to the future of the Mac as well. The rumor says that the iPhone Air will add a second camera, an ultra-wide that's horizontally aligned, but also that Apple is customizing an ultra-thin Face ID component from its suppliers. The ultra-thin Face ID component will likely first be used on the iPhone Air, likely to open up some space for that ultra-wide camera in the thin chassis of the device. However, it's easy to see how a thinner Face ID component could also translate to the Mac. For years, it's been assumed that the Mac's lack of Face ID is largely due to space constraints and the lid of the MacBook design. But again, if Apple's already creating that ultra-thin Face ID component for the iPhone Air, and likely for a future iPhone Fold, there's no reason it couldn't also be a natural fit for future MacBooks, external Apple displays, and possibly the iMac. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has reported that Apple is exploring replacing Touch ID with Face ID on the Mac, but that change is still several years away. The major MacBook Pro overhaul coming later this year is expected to retain Touch ID for the time being. We're sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off, you need to try Stuff. It's designed to make capturing tasks as easy and frictionless as possible to help you keep your momentum and get things done. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or even using the camera, and Stuff turns them into actionable tasks right away. And lists in Stuff are built like completable projects, so whether you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff for free today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. You can get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9TO5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do list again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Next up today, early last year, Apple agreed to settle a class action lawsuit regarding unlawful and intentional recording of conversations with Siri. The situation dates back to 2019, and while Apple denies any wrongdoing, it has also taken efforts to improve Siri privacy. It did, however, settle this case to move forward. Claims started being accepted in the middle of last year, and now users are starting to receive their payouts. To qualify for the settlement, you must have purchased a Siri-enabled Apple device between September 2014 and December 2024 and experienced what's described as an unintended Siri activation. You are able to submit up to 5 devices as an individual. While the $95 million settlement was estimated to pay up to $20 per device, with a max payout of $100, the final numbers seem to be around $8 per device, with a max payout of $40. It's unfortunately too late to submit a claim for this class action lawsuit, but if you did submit your claim last year, be on the lookout for a direct deposit either in your bank, a prepaid gift card, or something like Cash App. Running out today, Apple Cash users, there's a change coming to the fee for instant transfers to a debit card with increases to both the percentage and the max fee. If you ever need to send an iPhone user money, Apple Cash has been one of the quickest and easiest ways to do that for iPhone users. And in iOS 26, it became even more powerful thanks to support for group messages. Similar to third-party competitors like Venmo, there's no fee for simply sending money back and forth with a friend. The one exception, however, is when you need to transfer Apple Cash from your Apple Cash account to your bank account quickly. For standard transfers to a bank, there's no fee, but Apple says it might take 1 to 3 days for the funds to become available. Instant transfers, however, have a fee. Historically, that fee has been 1.5%, with a 25-cent minimum and a $15 maximum. Starting February 18th, however, that fee is increasing to 1.7% with a 25-cent minimum and a $25 maximum. So the base transfer rate is increasing, but the max transfer fee is also going up. So if you're transferring a larger amount of money, your best option is to use the standard transfer option with no fee, but if you need the money quickly, you'll pay more starting February 18th. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.